Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Art Moore, one of your hosts for the podcast, Talking About Noise.
And I am Eric Hansen, your other host for the podcast. Welcome to the podcast, Art.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm having such a fantastic week.
Oh, really?
Just a really good week.
Like, oh, that's good.
Lots of work. I've spent a lot of time with the kids. I need to spend more time with my wife, but, you know, we're both...
studio comes first.
Yeah, the studio comes before the wife. Oh, yeah, that's not how it works at all. Anyway, but,
she's,
you know...
She's going to listen and be like, yes, it does.
I wish it didn't, but no, I'm just kidding.
No, she's going to be like, yeah, you could spend more time with the studio. I'd be okay with that.
I'm sure there are wives out there who are exactly like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
Some will remain nameless. Anyway, going on.
How are you doing, Eric?
Good. So I have been very busy. I've got 4 songs in the works.
Very cool.
Yeah. And I'm going to start recording vocals again here soon.
Yay.
So, yay.
You talk about this every week. We are excited to hear the vocals.
I know, right? And every week it's like, ooh, that was bad. Let's try this again.
Well, practice makes perfect. Or perfect practice makes perfect.
Okay, that's or the practice dumbest perfectly saying in the world.
Perfects the practicing that perfectly denotes who you are at that time. I don't know.
Perfect practice makes perfect. My football coach said that. Yeah.
My piano teacher said that.
I know. I got into an argument about how... what a rhetorical nonsense that was.
Yeah.
It's like, if it was perfect practice in the first place, you wouldn't be practicing.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
And yeah, it was like a 2-hour conversation.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was fun.
To my students, I always tell them that slow practice makes perfect.
Ooh, I like that.
You have to slow it down. You can't,
that's really
you
good.
Can't practice everything at full speed. You don't have a chance to really work on it and to make it better. Yeah. And that's advice you can take to the bank.
I am going to.
Deposited into that account of wise sayings by Art.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That is probably why I did not have an NBA career, was slow practice made perfect.
Because you were too slow?
Exactly. I'm going to blame it on you now.
Okay. Great.
So, Art.
Yes.
I have big news.
What's your big news?
So, since we're the sausage making podcast.
Yes, you keep saying that.
I know,
we're going
right?
to have to add a tagline to the
we
website.
Will. And people will be like, ew, that's gross.
An actual gross podcast about making sausage. Ew. I don't want to see it.
Yuck. So it was just released, Led Zeppelin. I know, right? I got to bring up Led Zeppelin in every podcast.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
So Led Zeppelin had some unreleased recordings of their Physical Graffiti album.
Awesome.
And it's like all of the raw tracks, unmixed stuff, a whole bunch of like really cool stuff that, you know, was part of the release and not part of the release. So you can go listen to it all online.
That is so cool.
I know. And I was like, oh, I can break down the songs and I could listen to all the parts. And then the nerddom set in. And
you're like, I could mix the perfect Led Zeppelin album.
Ooh, I don't know if I could go there.
Yeah, maybe you can't.
That might be blasphemous.
I don't know. Ooh. I mean, I'm sure it has already been mixed.
Right.
It's just which one of them is the best. Which one of them is the most perfect. And that's not a discussion I really want to get into.
Right.
I don't have the answer to that.
So that was exciting.
That's awesome.
I felt like...
Like Indiana Jones, like an archaeologist.
Yes, exactly. It was like,
this belongs in a museum.
And I was like, no, I was the bad guy. I was like, I'm going to profit from this. Dang it. You know what I could do with the Grail? So, yeah, that was good news. Other than that, how's the studio life?
Studio life is busy. I released a new piano solo this week. Which,
wait, is it? No, I listened to this,
but very possibly it's the, Another Piece of Pie.
Yeah. Okay. I listened to it. That's the one I said I cried.
Yeah. Yeah. You did say that. I didn't know whether to take you at your face value or not. So I cried a little after I read that.
Oh, well then, yeah, I meant it, Art. I totally cried.
But I'm having a lot of fun recording these piano solos. They are quick and easy for me. I mean, quick, relatively. I do have to write them, then record them, edit them, and then still master them.
But so, in the recording world, that's a quickie right there.
That's a quickie. I mean, it only takes me, you know, okay, I'm not going to say how long it takes me, but it's
takes me half an hour. What's the deal?
It takes a little longer than that, but quite a bit longer. Anyway, but they're fun to do and they're fun to get out, and they're all on my SoundCloud account. So you can go to my SoundCloud account, and I think this these little songs are going to be a series of five. And I kind of imagine like this whole kind of diner scene.
Oh,
you know, like, so the first one's Out the Diner Window.
Oh,
the second one
did
is
you title it Out the Diner Pie Window?
That was the first one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. And then the second one is Another Piece of Pie. And then, yeah, I've got like three or four more that are going to go into this.
The third one is like Explosion in the City. And
that's definitely a way it could go. Yeah, exactly. Where's My Machine Gun?
Right. Zombie Apocalypse.
Save the Waitress, Save the World. Yeah, there
brilliant.
You go.
Brilliant.
Exactly.
Oh, Save the Waiter, Save the World.
Hey, whatever works for you.
So, okay, that's cool. I need to go re-listen to him now and imagine that I'm actually eating a piece of pie.
Yeah. Well, another piece of pie.
Oh,
this
right.
is the second piece of pie.
And I guess I shouldn't be crying at this point. That would be at the end.
Well, cry now. Pie is great.
Okay.
Cry at pie.
Did you know I haven't cried since I watched My Girl when I was 12?
That movie, that and Bridge to Terabithia just put me over the edge.
Sorry, Bridge to Terabithia?
I read it when I was like six.
Oh, when you read it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, the movie. I never saw the movie. Oh. But when I read the book... Reading is a big important part of my life.
Oh,
I know
right.
it's not
of
so
course.
Much for you.
Of
I'm
course.
Just kidding.
I read subtitles on movies.
And Computer Magazine.
Well, yeah. No. That I get the audio version.
Yeah, you get the audio version and you look at the pictures.
I buy it for the articles.
That's right. For the articles. Anyways, Bridge to Terabithia just ruined me for books. Like for like about a year. I was just like, that was such a betrayal. There's no way I'm going to read for a while.
Oh, yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. It was hard.
So that's what happened to you.
That's one of the things
horrible
that happened to me. Anyway, yeah. But yeah, I had a great experience recording guitars this week. We're working on a CD for Save the World. Save the World, Get the Girl. That's the name of the band. I keep messing it up. It's like a tongue twister for me. I don't know why.
Girl, the World,
I think it's
save
my small,
the...
Yeah.
Save,
yeah. I think it's my small brain. So, just kidding. Nah. Anyway, so one of the things I really tried to focus on this week was getting different tones out of guitars.
Oh, wow.
So, and I focused on using different mics. Like just, hey, we're doing a different part. Okay, I'm going to bring in a different mic. And I'm lucky because I have a ton of dynamic mics. That are all different, and some of them are way cheap and some of them are expensive, but most of them are on the cheaper side. But you know, I just threw a different mic in front of the cabinet and got a whole different EQ curve
right
out of the sound and got a brand new guitar tone out of it.
That's really cool.
So yeah, it was a really good experience of just like, okay, I'm doing something else, do that. And then I threw my gold condenser mic, you know.
And it is gold. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It looks really nice. And I just said, okay, we're doing the condenser mic in front of the cabinet today. That's what we're recording with. And then when we switch parts, switch mics back to a dynamic.
Oh, that's
so,
very cool.
Yeah. Use what you have.
Look
get
at
different,
you.
Get different sounds out of the mics you have. So that's what I've kind of focused on.
And we're going to have a segment on mics today.
Oh my gosh. Is this like really... Are we really transitioning? We are transitioning. This is the transition.
That was an amazing segue. So this story reminds me of one time I was going through the forest and there were a bunch of mics. That brings us to our next segment, mics.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like that. Wow.
Wow. Great, great transition there.
That was.
Great
that
segue.
Was. This reminds me of war in the Middle East. And now let's talk about microphones.
That's right. All right. Well, since we're going to get at it, let's go ahead and get... at it.
You are now welcome to visit segment number one.
Segment number one.
Arts.
vocal microphones.
Art's vocal microphone. That's happiness. Right.
So I took all of my, well, let's not say all my favorite vocal microphones, because I used my favorite vocal microphone, and then I used a whole bunch of others too.
You have so many favorites.
I have a lot of favorites, and they're all great at different things. But I wanted to see, especially for female voice, mm-hmm. what would work the best.
Have you been naming your microphones?
Only with the names that God has given them already.
Oh, that is beautiful. Wow.
Or the manufacturers, either way.
Okay, your gold microphone, I believe, is Harriet?
Yes. No, not Harriet.
That's a horrible name.
Lucrezia, maybe?
Wow. Look at you.
Italian? Can we go Italian with
we
that name?
We can go definitely Italian. This is Allegro.
Actually, I think I'm going to name one of my guitars Lucrezia. I think it's a great name for a guitar. So the mic we're talking about is the MXL67G.
Oh, wow. What a name.
And the, what a name. What a moniker. It's a $100 mic, and it sounds fantastic. Straight out of the box, it sounds really great. You can
Which
get them,
is kind of what you want in a microphone,
you
right?
want a mic that works, yeah. Well, and it also has a great community for modding as well. So if you want to take out the capsule and upgrade the capsule, you can do that. And that's my next move on some of my cheaper mics. I'm going to actually completely tear them apart, rebuild them with better components, and hopefully get a great sounding microphone.
That is the craziest thing to me, that there's this actual modding community for modding microphones. That's like,
I know, funniest thing it's so I've awesome. Ever heard. But I don't want to spend $1,000 on a mic.
Well, of course not.
I will spend $200 to upgrade a mic, which I think is a good thing. And it's fun to tinker with stuff. I like to do that.
You're a microphone modder.
So I got my beautiful wife, Jen, to come and do some vocal stuff, and she sang "Oh Danny Boy" for us.
Wow, that was a good plug in. That was good. I like that.
Yeah. Anyway, so she got, I set up 5 different vocal mics for her. Okay. These are mics that I use on a daily basis for vocals, and I use them with all kinds of different voices, and they all sound great, but they all have different sounds to them.
Yes, they do.
So the first mic we set up was our big, our large diaphragm condenser, the MXL, oh, now I'm blanking. It's, I think, 69G, 67G.
It says MXL V67.
V67.
You're way off.
I'm way off. Okay. So this is our large diaphragm condenser mic. This is the kind of mic. Yeah. This is the kind of mic that you think of when you think, I'm going to record vocals today. You're going to pull out one of these. That's what you're generally thinking about.
Oh, I see.
The Rode NT1, which is what you have, is also a large diaphragm condenser mic.
Right.
So it's a really good one, less than $100. Our second mic is a small diaphragm condenser mic, or what they call a pencil mic. And mine is the MXL 551, which I got in a pack with 2 mics together. The whole pack was like $80. So it's like a $40 mic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like double the pleasure, double the fun, right?
I guess so.
Awesome.
It's also one of the mics I use in our stereo guitar recording segment.
Right.
So now it's getting a dual use as a vocal mic.
Oh, I like it.
Most people don't think to use a pencil mic as a vocal mic, but it is a good option, especially on female voices.
What, you're discriminating now? Like,
no, I don't discriminate.
The pencil mic is for women, but not men, just women.
That's right. The men get the pen mic. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, geez. We do.
Let's just not even. Okay, so here we go. Our third microphone, again, is the MXL R144. It's a sub $100 microphone, but it sounds great. It is a ribbon microphone. So this is a microphone that, instead of that round element inside of it, it has 2 magnets, 2 very strong magnets, and a piece of aluminum foil in between it.
Right in between the magnets.
Yep. And that aluminum is crinkled up and down so that it can move back and forth. And as it moves back and forth, it will transmit those sound waves to the electronics.
That's why it's called a ribbon microphone.
That's right. Very vintagey, very bass heavy. And this one, especially with the electronics inside, is extremely bass heavy.
Oh.
So I almost always roll off the bass on this one. And again, this is a great one to mod if you want to take a cheap mic and make it an extremely nice mic. I have not modded this one, but, you know, Maybe someday. I'm planning on it.
So could I mod it to have like zombie effects and I don't know, maybe morph into a video game?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
You can do whatever you want. Let's just say that. Where there's a will, there's a way. And I don't have a will for that kind of thing. So you're going to have to figure that out on your own. Okay. So those are all great vocal mics. Large diaphragm, small diaphragm, ribbon mic. Now I added two other mics. The SM58, the standard for stage vocals.
Which everyone has.
Everyone should have one of these.
I know. They should pass them out like Tic Tacs at concerts.
Well, they're like $100. So maybe not quite that much.
Really good Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
Caviar Tic Tacs.
That's right.
Yes.
Increase the sales, increase the price of the tickets if you have to, but everyone gets an SM58. Right?
They're like, come to our concert. It's $200, but you get a free microphone. But
you get a free vocal microphone. Okay. In the studio, a lot of people won't pick up a dynamic microphone and say, I'm going to record vocals with this. But a lot of times it's the right thing for vocals. I recorded one female vocalist on a large diaphragm condenser, and she was so shrill and she was so harsh on it. I threw up this SM58 right next to it. And I said, this is just a backup mic. Well, it ended up being the real thing. And it sounded fantastic.
Nice.
It was good on her voice and it worked really well. So don't be afraid of it. And the last one I did was one of my favorite mics in the whole world. And the most expensive one in our test here, the BCD1, the MXL BCD1, which is a large diaphragm dynamic mic.
Oh man, that's wow.
Yeah.
It's like combining forces.
That's right. This is the mic that Eric speaks on right now.
I am.
Say something.
I'm nervous now. What should I say?
Okay. So this is the mic that Eric is on right now. It's similar to the SM7 or the EV, the RE20. Sorry, the RE20.
This is like the Captain Planet of microphones.
This is a great microphone. And it's an inexpensive version of the really expensive ones. I use it on everything, guitar cabinets, vocal. I use it on a vocal track today. It's really a great mic and I really like it. It's interesting to see how it turned out in our test today. So we'll talk about that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to listen to all these examples. And as we finish with them, we'll kind of compare them back and forth and we'll just kind of talk about them a little bit. So here's the first one. This is the MXL large diaphragm condenser microphone.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. Tis you. Must go and I must bide.
So you can hear that really, that sounds okay, like what you expect out of a vocal mic. It sounds warm. It's got a good high end for the sibilants. And she sounds really good on it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I almost cried.
Don't.
It was beautiful.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. So the nice thing is that I set up all these mics at once. So she sang once,
and
these
are
all the exact same thing. She's the same distance from these mics, and that plays a part as well.
And you didn't have phase issues?
Well, I don't play them all at the same time.
You mean you don't make rookie mistakes like I do?
So, you know, yes, if I left them all on at the same time, the phase issues were ridiculous. You couldn't hear anything.
That would be funny.
Okay. But they're not being played all at the same time and I'm not mixing them. I just want to know how they all sound. The next mic we did, was the small diaphragm condenser, the MXL 551, in that package of microphones that I bought.
The pencil mic. You have to make sure to call it the pencil mic. Otherwise, no one knows what it is.
And here it is.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. Tis you must go and I must bide.
Okay, so
you can hear it has a similar sound. Go ahead, Eric.
It does have a similar sound. I heard more sibilance in it, and I also heard it seemed like some of the high end disappeared. Is that right?
It's hard to say exactly what's happening, but I think it's a little more sibilant up mm-hmm. there. And I mean, we're definitely getting that. A higher quality pencil microphone might not project that as much. You may not get that with a higher quality one. But yeah.
Yeah. And it seems like the previous one, the MXL V67, gave a little more high end and a little less mid response. And this one, just the opposite, a little more mid and a little less low, high end.
Yeah.
Is at least what I heard.
Right.
But what do I know? I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe I should rescind my former statement. Pencil mics do sound good on women.
Pencil mics sound great on women.
So
yeah.
Women, go get yourself a pencil mic.
That's one option for what you're doing. Now, I think the interesting thing to see at this is that really what we're finding out is that microphones are built-in EQs.
Right.
So if you are having problems with an EQ frequency, you may want to utilize a different microphone to help out with that a little bit better.
And if you don't have a microphone, you can come to Art's house and rob a microphone because he has so many, he won't even notice they're gone.
I will totally notice.
And you haven't even named them yet.
I know their names already.
I mean,
like, the one that God gave them. I'm not sure why I'm angry about this, but it's happening. Okay. See,
that's because you're a microphone person. I can push your buttons. And by the end of this podcast, you will have flipped. And like, you'll very come possibly. Charging at me.
Very possibly. All right. The third microphone we have is our ribbon microphone. Now, remember, this is going to have a huge bass response.
This is the vintage mic.
It's a vintagey mic. It's not a vintage mic. Constructed a while ago, but the technology is vintage.
Right.
And it is going to have more bass and less high end. Now, the nice thing I found with ribbon microphones is that they're easy to EQ. So taking out that bass and bring up the high end, it sounds really good. But this is the
You didn't EQ this one.
Nope. This is the good. Pure sound file. So here is how that ribbon microphone sounds. Same source.
Excellent.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. Tis you, must go and I must bide.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, man.
You feeling it there, huh?
Well, yeah, I totally hear. Definitely cuts out high end, a lot more low end. And it sounds a little more tinny. I hate to use that word. Ribbony. Sounds aluminish.
I don't know how to respond to that.
A little magnetic thing. With aluminum ribbon-ish.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, but it definitely, I don't know if I like that one as much, to be honest.
It definitely is not your normal, what you would think of as a vocal mic. You wouldn't be like, that's it right there.
Right.
However, I've had great success, especially with women who are...
Okay, you're only recording women, aren't you?
No, I've recorded men and women. Tons.
Yeah, like, whatever.
Okay, so when I record women, I've had good success with this microphone if they are shrill on the top end.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then all of a sudden, the shrillness comes way down, and I'm able to EQ that presence back into it.
So you're just messing with them, because then when they go to perform live, they're going to be like, why don't I sound as good as when I was recording?
My job is in the studio, and that's where it ends. I don't do anything else. That's where it stops.
And then they're going to be like, well, your CD was nice, but man, you're shrill. But yeah, I can see that. I can see how a shrill person or someone with strange high end would sound good on a Ribbon mic.
Now, the other thing,
you studio engineer, this
studio
is awesome.
Engineer guy. Yeah. The other nice thing I use the Ribbon microphone is for bass drums. I will put the Ribbon microphone about 3 to 4 feet off of the resonant head and it gets a huge boom sound.
Yeah. That sounds more like it. I could see that.
Yeah. That's a great mic.
That makes more sense. And I think I figure out the name of my next band.
Yes.
Resonant Head.
Resonant Head.
That was awesome.
How about Resonant Heads with a Z? Boom.
I'm not. Okay. No, I'm going to slowly walk out now.
All right. The 90s are over. We don't spell everything with Z's now.
No. Okay.
All right. I'm done.
Remember, we're the Noise Boys.
My wife asked me, are you guys still going by the Noise Boys? I'm like, no, that ended. Like,
yeah.
We killed that off very quickly.
That joke ended pretty quick.
That is not a thing that we kept going. And you brought it back. Thanks a lot, Eric. You're the best.
Now we need to wear the hypercolor shirts, like the bright shirts that change color, and our clothes are backwards, like crisscross.
Man. I feel like I just missed out on so much of that in the 90s.
Seriously?
I was practicing.
Oh, wow.
I was a nerd. I was a band nerd.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I played brass instruments.
Okay, I will bring you into the 90s.
Oh, man. I just want to be in the 2000s.
Actually, the early 90s was fun. The late 90s... Ugh.
Okay. All right, here we go. We've got two more examples, okay? The first one is the SM58, okay? This is the dynamic mic that almost everybody has. And if you don't have one, you probably should pick one up.
It's a litmus test.
It's even great as a snare drum mic
because
if you don't have a 57.
People will be like, so, you write music? Do you have an SM58? Because if you don't, I don't believe you.
Yeah. Litmus test. I like that.
This is it.
Okay. Sounds good. I like the way the words are working for you today.
I know. I English speak.
All right. Here is the SM58. Same example.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen. And down the mountainside, the summer's gone, and all the roses falling. Tis you, must go, and I must bide.
Okay, so I'm going to rank them. First one, the gold mic, the one that is a vocal mic.
Okay.
Number one. Pencil mic number 2, SM58 number 3, and then the Ribbon mic number 4.
That's a good ranking. That's probably where I would put them too. I actually, on my monitors, preferred the pencil mic over the large diaphragm condenser.
Mm.
But on headphones, they sound a little bit different.
Mm. I'm going to question your judgment.
That's
here,
okay.
Art,
question away. I don't care.
If you don't agree with me, you're usually wrong.
You must be wrong. Now, our last mic is the BCD1. The MXL BCD1.
Oh, the one I'm talking on.
The one you're talking on. And it is a fantastic mic.
I am naming this one Bertha.
So this is very interesting what happened here, because normally when I use this mic, I have singers get right up on it, very, very close to it. But in this example, she was about 8 inches away from every single mic. It was a big wall of mics.
Which is cool.
She had to kind of back up a little bit. And I forgot to take a picture, so sorry about that. Maybe I'll set them up again and take a picture.
And make her stand in front of it.
But here's how this mic turned out in this situation, which is not typical of how it normally sounds.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone, and all the roses falling. Tis you, must go, and I must bide.
Okay, I can see why you prefaced that.
Yeah, very tinny.
Yeah, it sounds shallow.
Out of the best proximity effect microphone I have. And the proximity effect is when you get closer to a mic, the bass the bass frequencies amplify.
What I like to refer to it as the awesomeness effect.
The awesomeness effect.
Not awesome, not awesome, not awesome. Awesome! Do you see that?
And that's literally technically how it works, Eric.
Yes. So, not awesome. Awesome!
Yep.
I get close and I sound awesome instantly. And,
yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, that is interesting because I would actually really like this microphone based upon the way I sound in it. And it didn't. It sounded shallow, so that's very interesting.
So 8 inches off is way too far away for a good vocal take for this microphone.
And what microphone? This is a...
It's a large diaphragm dynamic microphone.
Oh, well, that's why.
Yeah.
Hence the name dynamic.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the SM58, but the circle, the cardioid pattern is tighter, and it has a huge proximity effect.
Right.
So, yeah. So those are all the mics.
Okay. So I kind of feel like I want to give it a handicap.
Yeah.
Golf.
It's kind of got a handicap because it's far away.
And I want to be like, well, it's normally, you know, normally you're playing par, but I'll give you 2 strokes on this one. So I would still rank this one higher regardless of the sound that we just heard.
Yeah. I would rank it over the SM58 from my experience.
Right. So I'd still go with the gold vocal microphone as number one, pencil mic number two, this one number three, SM58 number four, and then the ribbon microphone as dead last.
Right.
I didn't like the ribbon.
And again, the ribbon microphone, I would give it a handicap too.
It depends upon the singer.
No. Like it depends upon the singer, but also it must be EQ'd.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I didn't EQ it because I wanted you to hear what it actually sounded like.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
A naked microphone.
There you go.
And there we go.
So my challenge for you, Eric, and for all of my listeners at home, is to go through the same process with your microphones. Go and set them all up and test them one by one and really learn what they sound like on your voice, because you don't know which one will actually end up being the one for you.
So I have homework now. Dang it.
You got homework.
All right. I'll go home and be like, I can't talk to anyone. I have homework. Kids.
Sorry, wife. I got to go do it.
Kids, don't bug me. I have homework.
Can Eric come over to play? No, he's got to do his homework.
I'll be like, Art, do you want to come play video games? Oh, yeah, I have homework.
I've got homework to do. Sorry.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, that was really cool. I very much enjoyed microphone segment. Enjoyed much.
The words, they are working for you, my friend.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, uh-oh, you don't know you're beautiful.
And my wife wanted to record that for you.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. I'm having a heart attack right now.
She was like, what is the thing that will upset Eric the most? And I said, oh, a One Direction song.
Yeah. Oh, I'm cringing. And what bothers me even more is that I recognized that as a One Direction song. In the middle of it, I was like, oh, she did not. Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh.
Yeah. So she asked me, she was like, so what song should I sing to really make Eric, just make him mad? And I was like, oh, well, One Direction song. She was like, well, which one? I was like, I don't know. I have no idea.
More than one?
I could recognize them if Kristen Wiig made fun of them on, The Late Show, but that's about it.
that's your thing.
Yep.
How sad is it that I don't even stay up late enough anymore to watch The Late Show?
We watch it on Hulu the night after. We watch it at about 9 o'clock is when we start.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. I think I'm going to do that.
And then we watch it and then we fall asleep.
we're pathetic.
No, we're working people.
I know, right?
It's way different than being pathetic. We buy houses and cars. That's just, totally different.
That's a good point. That makes me feel better. Okay. So because of that, I think One Direction is a prime candidate for Eric's Angry Corner.
Oh,
my column.
Okay. All right.
Oh, so I cannot tell you how many bands I've run into this week that I just watch and listen to the music and I'm like, this is horrible.
You just can't deal with it.
Oh, this is awful.
It's just too much.
So I have 20 songs that I could possibly do Eric's Angry Corner on.
Cause wow.
I was just like, these songs are so bad.
Oh man.
But you know what? I'm going to have to go to One Direction. So my cousin is obsessed with them.
I had a,
and she's 35. No, I'm just kidding. She's a teenager. So I think I'm going to do it and then send that to her specifically and be like, here's why your band sucks.
That's a good idea. You should do that.
Which is exactly what people did. My dad did to me with Vanilla Ice and MC Hammer back when I liked them. And so, he said, son, it's time to listen to Stairway to Heaven.
So instead of having conversations about the birds and the bees, this is what he did.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm pretty sure we did the birds and the bees too. I just don't want to remember. I blocked that from my memory. I was like, ooh.
That's too funny.
So I remember specifically, here's Stairway to Heaven. I want you to listen to it 3 times on the plane and then tell me what you think. And after that, no more MC Hammer or Vanilla Ice. That stuff disappeared really fast. Yeah, because
it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do that with my son. I mean, the dubstep is fine. He loves it. And I actually really enjoy listening to it too.
Oh yeah.
But I want him to know other stuff too. No, but
see, there's a difference. Like, and I think Eric's Angry Corner is mostly devoted towards gimmicky stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed that.
And I hate the gimmicks. And a lot of dubstep, there's some really good stuff, like really good musicianship, some cool production stuff. So it's not gimmicky.
I totally agree.
Well, except for What Does the Fox Say?
Well, but that's a parody song.
I know.
Nothing.
And no, but they're a funny band.
And they've done other funny stuff.
Yulvis.
That's their shtick, and they do it so well, it's not really a shtick.
Wow, yeah. That's deep.
Yeah. All right. I think it's time to move on.
I'm sorry.
No. Let's leave it for Eric's Angry Corner. Our readers want to read.
I know.
And your article is awesome.
And I'm angry.
And you're angry about it. Segment number 2.
And I came down from the mountaintop.
That's right.
Okay. So it's my turn to present a song. So I'm going to present one of the songs I've been working on. This is actually an old song, but I'm redoing it. But according to a recent podcast with Rob Moffat, it's okay to steal your own stuff and just keep re-recording it.
And the fact that you're quoting our own podcast to legitimize your own point.
Exactly.
That's the piece of the resistance.
It is the ultimate circular reasoning. It's beautiful. Yes,
it is awesome. So, all right, let's hear it.
As Eric Hansen once said on the Talking About Noise podcast, it is okay.
And I quote,
recycle your own music, people. End of quotation.
And your own jokes.
I know. I should steal my own jokes and then paraphrase them.
Exactly.
Now, I don't want to get this wrong, people, but Eric said this, and I quote.
Very good.
It's like double the awesomeness. It's like, anyway, I'll shut up now. Okay, so this song, I've labeled it Ooh Child, because those are the only lyrics that came to mind. But the concept for the song was, what if I took the classical piece, Bolero, which is basically just like this crescendo, right? It's you start with a simple thing and just crescendo it. What if you tried to make it into like a pop rock song?
Wow.
That's where the basis came from.
Okay. So you're not just stealing your own stuff, but also stealing other people's stuff.
Well, Art, welcome to being a musician. That's what we do.
Let me just say from the outset, Ravel, I'm sorry. Oh, ow, just kidding. Ow.
Of course, remember, Shostakovich hated Ravel and made fun of him.
Ooh.
I would just like to point that out.
All right. Point it out.
I know my classical music.
You know classical music.
Okay. So what I want to do first is play the initial drum beat that I came up with. And then I want to play the drum beat that I actually did. So the first one's a loop. Second one is me playing on my electronic drum kit.
Okay, here it is.
Yay. Okay, so that loop went on for probably a little bit too long.
No, it's okay.
Okay, so then I used my Rock Band drum kit, right? The one I just plugged into my computer and hacked. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the drum loop and my kit and mix them together.
Just as a side note here, you kind of made fun of me for hacking my microphones.
I know,
and
right?
And yet you're happy to microphone a couple or to hack a couple of Xboxes to get this going. Xbox Rock Band kits. All right, here's the next clip.
Okay, so one of the cool things I like is you can actually tell I was playing drums because I was off on the bass drum a little bit here and there. And listening to that, I'm like, cool, that's a human element. I might just leave it. So I also threw the bass in there, and you heard claps.
Yeah.
So what I did was I actually like played that on the keyboard, and I was like, clap, 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 clap.
Nice.
And I just used a sound effect.
Okay.
So you're probably wondering, how's this all going to fit together?
I'm not really wondering it.
Art, you're wondering that.
Because you're so good at this.
Art, you're wondering that.
I'm already, okay, all right.
So
I'm wondering.
I know listeners are thinking, how is this all going to fit together?
How is this all going to fit together?
So that brings us to the next clip where I introduce all of the guitars. The whole concept is you start with one guitar, add a second, add a third, add a synth.
All right. Add a guitar, add a second, add a third, add a synth.
There you go.
All right.
Sounding happy.
Yeah, I'm totally jamming out to that.
This is going to be a happy song. On a side note, if I may digress just a bit, I'm working on Eric's Happy Corner, and one of the bands I'll be doing tomorrow is Nine Inch Nails, because I used to like Nine Inch Nails, and yeah. I'm listening to him again, and I was like, man, I'm not dark enough. I'm not grungy enough. I'm not enough. And I listen to this. I'm like, oh, I'm just poppy happy.
Yay. Yeah, you kind of are poppy happy. But yeah. We like you like that.
Yeah. Okay. So then I also thought, let's do the same thing for vocals, right? So let's start with one vocal, add another, and build it.
Add a synth. No.
Yes.
I got onto it. I was just like, all right, I can follow this pattern. This is a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. So with the vocals, it's actually still a scratch track. I know. But use the main vocals and then use a harmony and another harmony. So here we go.
Let's put it together.
No, we, no, we, I
So that's the concept. Like build, right?
Yeah.
And I was playing with the some harmony engines. Like, remember our last podcast, mm-hmm. or was it two podcasts ago?
No, it was last podcast.
Last podcast, we were playing with a harmony plugin.
From Computer Music Magazine.
Yes, and we were playing with using an actual MIDI to control that.
Right.
Da-da-da-da, here's what you get.
That's very cool. It had that little auto-tune mm-hmm. feel to it, and I was like, oh, that's... It strangely fits in with the song and with your persona and with your glitchy drums and everything you've been doing up to this point. It totally fits. It's awesome. I love
it. Well, yeah, totally my persona. I mean, my public persona is very important, Art, and we want everything to mesh together for when I go on Ellen.
Oh, mm-hmm. you're going to go on Ellen, huh? Yeah, Oprah's done. She's not even...
See, this is what I know.
She's not even around anymore.
I don't care about daytime television.
No, she has her own TV channel now.
Really?
I guess so. I don't really know much about it.
Oh, that's dumb. Anyway. Okay, so I do this. I build chorus. Build chorus. But then I wanted to try and do something completely different for the bridge. Tell me what you think.
All right, here's the bridge. To Ooh Child.
I need to clean up some of the drums. There's some drum mistakes here and there. So maybe a little too human.
Well, you know, we're watching this, you know, we're figuring out how the sausage is made.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I don't know. Do you like pulling it back with the weird sound effect on the drums?
I think it works. Yeah. I think it needs to be, you know, processed a little more, like worked over, but
yeah, I need to mix it and clean it up,
but it's come together really well.
Yeah. I like where it's going.
Yeah, definitely. Great song.
So yeah, that's what I'm working on so far.
And we have the complete song at the end of the program today as our outro.
We're going to use it as the outro so you can listen to it. And then people will start sampling it. So you better hurry, you know.
Do a remix?
Oh yeah, people are going to start remixing this with like 2 minutes, right? I mean, once the podcast goes live, it's hot.
Well, with the hundreds of thousands of listeners we have right now.
No, right? we have a strong contingent of Norwegians and Finns listening in this moment. And they're like, I very much like this music. Okay, I don't know what that was. That was my Italian Finnish.
Well, if anybody is up for a remix of our show, just have at it. Have fun.
I know. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. We should go back and remix our shows as like the Daft Punk robots.
Exactly.
So
very cool.
And we might as well take a quick second and thank our listeners in Germany.
Yep. We've got more than one now. We're very happy about that.
We are. So we do have listeners. We like to thank the people that wrote on iTunes. Yes, reviews.
Please go to iTunes. Even if you're not an iTunes user, go on to iTunes and write a review for us.
I hate using the iTunes store.
Well, it doesn't matter because that is where the listeners are.
I know,
so
but
please write us a review on iTunes.
I hate it.
This show is good. It is not terrible. Please help us spread it around.
We're at the level of high mediocrity.
High mediocrity.
So we at least deserve a review.
I mean, yeah.
We'd like to thank the people that are listening to us on Stitcher, and we'd also like to thank the people that are listening to us on YouTube.
Yep. We've got starting to get a larger following on YouTube, which is great. Yeah.
I mean, I think the world lives on YouTube. I'm convinced.
YouTube and iTunes.
iTunes. See, and that's why I'm like, I prefer Stitcher. Everyone go to Stitcher and just subscribe there.
Yeah.
That's the best way.
See, I want them to download the high quality audio.
Oh, good point.
So Stitcher is fine, but because we do so much audio examples, they compress it and shrink it down to a monofile. That's the only thing. If you're on Stitcher, that's great. Stay there. That's great. It's not a big deal. If you want the higher quality audio, go to the website because it sounds really good there.
Art, I hate to break it to you. Most people are going to listen with their crappy little white iPod iPhones. iHeadphones.
Well, I don't care. I mean, this is a great show. You should listen to it any way you can.
So you should listen to it with your professional studio monitors.
Only with your, yeah.
After we hand out SM58 microphones to everybody that listens to the podcast.
Well, okay. So I was listening to the Home Recording Show, which is another podcast. If you like our podcast, go listen to their podcast too. They're fantastic. In fact, they're one of the reasons why I decided to start doing this and get Eric involved and just start having fun with this. But they, apparently another podcast, which was more professional audio, you know, they kind of, took a jab at the Home Recording Show, and they're like, well, if you want to do home recording stuff, go listen to the Home Recording Show. And,
oh, really?
You know, they love doing the home studio stuff,
but,
you know,
but we're the professionals.
And I can't even remember which podcast it is. I ought to look it up, but, one of the comments was like, I can't believe these guys dumping on the Home Recording Show when they can't even like take the time to get professional level broadcast, you know, sound for their microphones. And they did one whole interview where it sounded like they had like an SM58 in the corner of the room with no treatment, cars going by. And they did this whole 2-hour interview with this guy.
And it sounded horrible.
It sounded like everyone was in this terrible box. And I was just like, you guys know that if you close mic everyone, it's going to sound so much better. You know how to do this, right? Maybe not.
Yeah. So if you have a recording podcast, I would say you should know absolutely nothing about recording to do the podcast.
That's the first thing. Yeah.
That's the first step.
Know nothing about recording.
Exactly. And be like, folks,
do not use any of the skills that you've acquired at your job recording in your actual podcast to make it sound good.
Welcome to our recording podcast. So I'm an actuary and I'm going to teach you how to record. Hey, first of all, crunch the numbers.
If that actuary knows how to record, I'm going to listen to him day in and day out. But if a professional comes and tells me that I should follow his advice and he sounds like crap, I'm going to have a hard time downloading his podcast.
That's a good point. See, and that's why I sound fantastic on this microphone.
You do.
So anyone that listens to my golden voice would instantly be like, I need to listen to this podcast.
This man is a wise,
they know golden voiced man. About.
Yeah. All right. It's that's the end of my little rant, and it's time to move on. So here we go.
Another sad time, Art. We've reached the end of the podcast.
It seems like it comes faster and faster every time, but about 50 minutes, 55 minutes, we're done.
Wait, did we go 55 minutes?
We're at 54 minutes right now. Yeah,
man, we are it's lengthy fun. Talkers.
We're just talkers.
We talk too much.
I hope I hope our public doesn't get too bored with that.
What, having too much?
Maybe that's not a bad thing.
I don't know. I mean, you can always turn the podcast off.
That's true. Or break it up. Listen to it in 20 minute spurts. You don't listen to it all at once.
I know, we should do
listen
that.
To the whole thing all at once, okay, with your wife. Sit down and make it a family event.
We'll have segments. And like in between our segments, we'll be like, this is the end of session cassette number one in the podcast.
Please turn
the cassette over. And then like, just wait. You have reached the second cassette of podcast. That way people will know to take a break and then come back to the podcast.
Oh my. Okay. Well, it is time for pick of the week.
Oh, crap.
It is totally time for the pick of the week. And yeah. I'm going to go first.
You should because I figured it out.
I have listened to this one singer, and I really have enjoyed, her kind of electronica stuff that she has, or, you know, it's kind of hip hop. But she did a session of recordings on Spotify for Spotify, and it's called the Spotify Sessions. So if you're on Spotify, go listen to them because they're really great.
That's a unique name.
But her name is Jessie Ware.
Oh, cool.
And, her Spotify sessions are acoustic guitar and her singing, and she blows it out of the water. I must have listened to them, you know, 100-150 times. And that's how much I have enjoyed her music. So, yeah, definitely the Spotify sessions is what I really gravitated towards. But her other stuff is great, too. So, Jesse Ware.
Okay.
How about you, Eric? Who's your pick of the week?
Wait, I'm going to write down Jesse Ware, W-A-R-E?
It'll be on the website.
Oh, right.
I put it on the show notes every week.
What is this newfangled technology that you're talking about?
Every single week we've done it since like show number three, they've been on the website.
This just goes to show, Art, that I really don't listen to you.
That's okay, Eric, because all of these podcasts are on the website.
Oh,
you can go to the website and listen to me there.
Yeah, I only get through 10 minutes and then I turn it off.
You have reached the end of cassette number one. We are. Please turn over for cassette number two.
Sometimes I feel like such an obnoxious jerk, but anyway. Okay, so band I really like, Angel Haze.
Okay.
And the song is called Battle Cry. This was going to make it on my list for the Eric's Happy Corner column on our website. It did not make it this week, so it might be there next week.
All right.
So this will be a good pick, because the other three are going to be on the column, so I don't want to give those away.
Okay, great.
And the column's coming out tomorrow morning.
Yay, awesome. Same time the podcast comes out, which is great.
It's like we're the New York Times, and I have a deadline.
You have a deadline, because your column is due.
Because I have a column.
That's
right. I'm a music journalist. Journalist. That's how we say it in
French. I'm not going to respond to that one.
I have credentials. I'm a journalist.
I give you the credentials. I'm the one who has to print them out on my computer.
That's right. Thank you, Art. Backstage pass. I'm a journalist. I'm an elite journalist.
Well, folks at home, thanks for coming to our podcast.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. And thank you, all of our listeners. You can reach us. So go to our blog. What is it, Art?
Talkingaboutnoise.blogspot.com.
Dot blogspot. Don't go to at blogspot. I've done that before. Yep. It doesn't work.
It does not work. Dot blogspot.com.
And our email address, please email us.
At talkingaboutnoise@gmail.com.
Please tweet us at.
I'm at AERT30.
And tweet us at.
Eric is at I am the swoop.
And call us at. Oh, wait. We're not going calling. No.
I get too many calls already.
Serious?
Well, you know, I do run a studio.
Oh, that's a good point. I don't get any calls at all. I don't get anything.
I get calls. About? How much do you charge? Okay, thanks. And then, you know, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
So, just anyway, we're very thankful for you. Please go to iTunes and write us a review. Please comment on the website. And that's about it.
And
we're not asking much.
We still want people,
all your time,
like
all your efforts.
Listeners, we'd love to have you present music if you want, present your sausage. We would love to have a sausage making contest. Right. That's what we
have
do.
Got a whole gaggle of guests coming on this next month. We're really excited about them.
Wait, gaggle. Is that like with geese?
A gaggle of guests. Gaggle of geese. Gaggle of guests.
That sounds so creepy.
I like alliteration. Sue me. All right. To end our podcast today, we're going to listen to the full song, Ooh Child by Eric Hansen.
Ooh Child, I'm here to